A strike that could spoil your summer vacation. From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio, with the global perspective on business and economics. An air traffic control strike is causing flight cancellations just as the summer travel season gets underway in Europe. BBC business reporter Russell Padmore is here to explain. Russell, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you again.
So there are French controllers on strike, so any flight going through France's airspace could be affected. What kind of impact are we seeing so far?
Well, remember, this is day one of a six-day strike. Remember, Mark, it comes at the height of the tourist season here, and France is that one nation in Europe that does attract more foreign visitors than any other country in the world. The civil aviation watchdog in France has said around 20% of flights going to and from several big cities, they're all cancelled. It could get worse as the days go by. This is just the first day of the strike.
Now, does this look like this labor dispute can be resolved, or is this going to be an ongoing problem this time?
Well, the French government kind of find themselves between a rock and a hard place because the air traffic controllers claim they have a very good reason to strike. The airlines themselves don't like what's going on. For example, Ryanair, the biggest low-cost budget carrier in Europe, has called on the European Union to intervene. It's asking the authorities in Brussels, why don't you allow air traffic controllers from neighbouring countries to actually marshal the skies over France? Technically, that's possible, but of course, let's be honest, countries I think too reluctant to surrender control of their airspace here.
Okay, the BBC's Russell Padmore, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Since the recession, U.S. employers' health care spending has grown at a much slower rate than it used to. A new PricewaterhouseCoopers report says that's about to change. One key factor, specialty drugs. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains.
This past year, expensive new drugs have come onto the market to treat illnesses like hepatitis C. It's a virus that causes liver disease and affects about 3 million Americans. One breakthrough drug, Sovaldi, can completely cure Hep C in a high percentage of patients, but a 12-week treatment costs $84,000. Cece Connolly is with PricewaterhouseCoopers. She projects employer health spending will rise 6.8% next year, slightly higher than the rate of growth this year. She says the specialty drugs will play a role.
It's a very big deal in terms of dollars.
But in the case of Hep C drugs, at least, the hit to employers might not last long. Uwe Reinhardt is a health economist at Princeton University.
Eventually, all the people with Hep C will be cured, and all you have to do is deal with the new ones.
The PricewaterhouseCoopers researchers say in the short term, employers will probably try to offset higher medical costs by shifting more of them to workers. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Washington, D.C.'s city council is poised to vote today on a tax proposal that has yoga teachers and fitness fans upset. Kate Davidson reports on the so-called yoga tax and what it tells us about the changing nature of how we spend.
Drape your fingers down right in front of you.
Yogis in Washington, D.C. are taking very deep breaths.
Inhale, shape your breath with your hands.
Because that's what they do.
Exhale.
Also, they're kind of mad, well, concerned, about efforts to expand sales tax on the things we buy to include more services, like gyms and yoga studios. Deborah Mishalov owns Flow Yoga Center, where I myself have namasteed.
I have people who come to my studio, they're dealing with symptoms from MS. I have people who are coming for weight management, for eating disorders.
Bottom line?
I hate to see anybody have to pay any more than they do right now to access wellness.
The tax expansion would also cover tanning salons, carpet cleaners, and car washes, services that weren't exactly mainstream when the sales tax began in the 1930s. Back then, we spent most of our personal consumption dollars on stuff, physical goods, and that's the base of the sales tax. But now, two-thirds of what we buy are services.
If you don't tax services in the long run, you don't have a sales tax.
Matt Gardner heads the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He says states should tax more services at a lower rate. But broadening the tax base isn't easy.
Nobody really knew that Ohio tattoo parlors had a lobby in 2003. They found out really fast that they actually did. In Maryland in 2007, I certainly don't think lawmakers dreamed that landscapers would be surrounding the state capitol, but they did.
Of course, what's at stake is revenue for education, healthcare, transportation. D.C.'s expansion of the sales tax would help reduce its income tax. Kim Rubin sat on D.C.'s Tax Revision Commission. She says the idea is to tax services that aren't portable.
If you live and work in D.C., it's going to be really tough for you to decide that you're going to go to a gym in Virginia or Maryland instead.
Or so the city council hopes as it considers these new taxes. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
And finally, summer's here, and maybe you're considering a beach vacation. A new Florida destination would love your business. It's called Eglin Air Force Range Test Site A5. Civilians just call it Fort Walton Beach Holiday Inn Resort. The military allowed the new hotel to be built on its land to raise money in an era of tight Pentagon budgets. It also required the hotel to put large radar equipment on the roof. Just not to frighten the tourists, it's all under a big dome painted to look like a beach ball. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.